Lili Nishmas Abba Mori Zichrono Livracha. We're up to Sim, the end of Sim in Tuf Kuf Nun Aleph. Tov li Zahir Milomar Shechianu Beina Metzarim Al Pri Olam Alpush. It is good, it is proper to not say Shechianu during the 3 weeks on fruits or new clothing. Now this is a bit of a chiddush, because even a real Ovel is allowed to say Shechianu. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that you don't want to say Higyanu Lazman Azeh. Since this is a time of peranios, of difficulties for Am Yisrael, you don't want to say that bracha. Oh. Now, some argue, and some hold you're allowed to say Shechianu during the 3 weeks. So the Mishnah Berurah's psak is that you can be Mekil on Shabbos, and as well, some of the Acharonim say Mekil on Rosh Chodesh as well. So, if you have a new fruit or a new nice piece of clothing for Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, then indeed you're allowed to say Shechianu. Aval Pidyon HaBen Omer, Boyach Mitzah Mitzvah. If there's a Pidyon HaBen, so then you should say the bracha and the mitzvah do the Pidyon HaBen and say the Shechianu. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says if you have a pregnant woman who really wants a certain fruit, or someone who's sick and needs a certain fruit for his health, so they're allowed to say have the new fruit, but they wouldn't say Shechianu. That's a machlokas, but that's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, that they wouldn't say Shechianu in that case. The Ramah continues. V'chein bepri shelo yimsa achar tishabav mutul barach folachlo b'enu mitzari. What if there's a fruit that's a new fruit for you, and it's not going to be available at tishabav? The fruit you have won't stay fresh, it's going to spoil. So there, if you don't have a choice, if you don't have another option, you can indeed say the Shechianu. Now, ideally, since we saw above, you can wait until Shabbos is allowed, ideally it's better to wait until Shabbos to say the Shechianu. However, if it's not going to last until then the Ramah says you can eat the fruit and say the Shechianu even on a weekday during the 9 days. Now, since this time of year is a time of perennials for Klal Yisrael, so there are certain things which Chazal say you're not supposed to do. It's somehow, it's a danger. Mitzat the Shedim and Mitzat the Mazikim. So here's what it says. Tzarech Lizor miyadzayin betamuz ad tishabov shalelech yichidi midal shos ad sof dal shos. You're not supposed to walk around by yourself outside from the end of the fourth hour until the end of the fifth hour. Approximately from to the end of the ninth hour. I'm sorry. Approximately from 10 until 1. Why? Mishum Shebem Ketzev Miri Rishtolet. A certain shade has power then, and it's dangerous. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that others say the same thing applies from the beginning of Tammuz already. That's what it sounds like in the Gemara. So it means you shouldn't walk around outside by yourself so around the time of midday. Oh, and similarly, there's a similar idea. You shouldn't walk in these days Bein Chama Litzel. That means to walk on the border between the sun and the shadow and the shade. And the Ramas, the Shulchan Aruch concludes, "V'lo yakul talmidim b'yamim mehem." You shouldn't hit your talmidim. There were times where it was considered appropriate to hit a talmid to keep him in line, but now at this time of the year, it's a more dangerous time, and one would not do that, even if at a different time, it may have been considered appropriate. Oh. The new sim, Tuf Kuf Nun Beis, Erev Tisha B'Av. We are now going to discuss the Sudam Afsekas. Lo yol chalad the besudim afsekes shloch achar chatzos. We're discussing now the besudim afsekes. This is the last suda you eat before the fast, and it's eaten after chatzos. We'll have more details later. What don't you eat? Basar, for sure. There's no meat. Vol yishta yayin, and no wine. We saw the Ashkenazi custom is not to have meat and wine from Rosh Chodesh up. And now we're discussing the Ikar Adin that the Gemara has. V'lo yochal shnei tafshilin. And you shouldn't have two cooked items at the Sudam of Sekas, you can only have one. The Ramah adds on, V'yaf mashkim acherim memayit b'shtiyasan, mimashu regil lishtos. You should drink less than normal too. If you're used to having, four cups, so you would drink three cups at the Sudam of Sekas. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. And the Mishnah Berurah adds on, you shouldn't drink beer. Because all of these things, the Ramah, let's finish the Ramah, V'chein lo yochal achar sudaso tznonu maliach, Devarim shenoeg ben b'shar pamim. Sometimes people eat foods at the end of the meal to, like, part of either a dessert or to make to enjoy the meal more. That you shouldn't do at the Sudam of Sekas. Why? Kidei she'isnaig b'precious. At this time, you should have more precious, less gashmius than normal, and therefore you don't do these things at the Sudam of Sekas. Okay. We're going to have more details of the Sudam of Sekas later. The basic din is no meat, no wine, and you're not allowed to have two cooked items, at most only one. The Shulchan Aruch continues. Afilu basar maluach, shervelav yosha mishne yomim v'ala achas, ubasar ofos, v'dagim, v'yayin migito. These are things which are not allowed, which are not offered on the Mizbeach. On the Mizbeach, the meat was always fresh meat. What if you have meat that has been preserved for more than 2 days and a night? So, b'zman the base hamikdash, that meat would have been nosar. So, there's no way that can be offered on the Mizbeach. Yain mikito means grape juice. So, that's not offered on the Mizbeach. That's like fresh juice from grapes. Or ofos, basar ofos, or fish. None of these we eat, that's the minhag at the Sudam of Sekas, because we try to really lower our gashmius level at the Sudam of Sekas. And it's a simcha to eat it, so we want to lessen the simcha as much as possible at this Sudah.